At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. Feels like it's already in progress. It's hour one, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. I think we learned something yesterday. Not about Russell Wilson, about Fritzy.
What a rat.
Yes. Can't trust you. Cannot trust you.
Don't put it in writing. It'll just come back to haunt you.
All right. Welcome to the program. Boys are here ready to go. Coming up, Peter King from NBC Sports will join us. Jim Callishaw, Dallas Morning News, Around the Horn. What the heck is going on with the Cowboys and that hype video? And didn't they used to have a quarterback named Dak Prescott? Because he didn't make the hype video. And let the conspiracies spill out here. Doc Rivers, the 76ers head coach, will stop by a little bit later on as well. Patrick Mahomes has toe surgery, the big one. We'll check in with the doctor to find out exactly what turf toe is. I don't think anybody really knows what turf toe is, and I was told that it might be worse than just turf toe, that maybe there's a little bit more to this with Patrick Mahomes. But we'll get to all of those coming, topics coming up here in a little bit. Your phone calls are always welcome. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp at danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. And say good morning to Peacock. You can watch all 3 hours and our great radio affiliates around the country. Also, sign up for the DP Show newsletter. You'll love it. And it's a wrap up of the day's show, 6 Eastern. It comes out, 3 Pacific. Go to danpatrick.com. And your email address in the box that slides out bottom right corner. And Mario will make sure that it gets to you later on this afternoon. It wasn't too long ago that we had player coaches in professional sports. I always think back to Bill Russell. As great as he was, he also won a championship as a coach, as a player coach. And then you had Lenny Wilkins in the NBA. Pete Rose in baseball. And we appear to be on the era in this era of player general managers. Not player coaches, player general managers. And it's a trend towards player empowerment. And it probably started with the NBA super teams, probably LeBron James when you think about it. Although Charles Barkley tried to do it, Scottie Pippen tried to do it, where you're trying to latch onto a team. You also had Karl Malone and Steve Nash, Gary Payton, they tried to do it. But Tom Brady is doing it in the NFL, and he has changed the paradigm of what a star player can ask for, should ask for. Russell Wilson yesterday said that he wants input on the roster in Seattle. Kyler Murray retweeted somebody who said the team needs to focus on building the offensive line. I don't know why Deshaun Watson wants out of Houston, but it's a good bet that he wasn't thrilled that they made some trades. He wasn't involved in the coaching search. It makes sense. Quarterbacks are under a ton of pressure. More pressure than any other position in any sport. And they want to have the best guys around them, and they're not afraid to now say it because it all comes back to that quarterback. When things don't go well, we point towards the quarterback. Russell Wilson was on yesterday, and understand this about Russell Wilson. He was coming on. He had nothing to promote, no products whatsoever, and he had won the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. He and his wife, Sierra, are going to be on the cover of GQ. But I just threw those things in as mentions, but he didn't come on saying, I want to talk about this or that. And I could tell from early on, when I started to do some research here on the number of times he had been sacked, I was shocked that he's averaged over 40 sacks per season. So 44 sacks per year. And then you start to extrapolate and you go, he's been sacked nearly 400 times. And then you got, how many times has he been hit? Let's say you pile on another 400 with that. And it felt like Russ had something to say. But understand, we've known Russ since he was in college at Wisconsin. He never goes out of his way to say something negative, ever. He's one of those interviews, and I've said this before, Derek Jeter, you can talk to him, he can spend 20 minutes with you, and he's the nicest guy, but he says nothing. Tiger's really good at not saying anything. And look, I'm fine with that. I mean, that's your prerogative. You can do whatever you want, whatever you're able to handle, or you want a message out there, you don't want to make headlines. I'm fine with that. And Russ can be frustrating because you want to get answers out of him, and you don't normally get answers. I like him. He's been a friend of the show for a long time, but yesterday felt different. And I realized after I pressed him a little bit that he wanted to say something. And then I realized, okay, if he's going to stay in the deep end of the pool, then let's keep firing questions here. And at one point, he kind of went long-winded, and he didn't say anything. And I basically say, that's a long-winded way of not saying anything. And then I have to come back and kind of hit him with something. And you'll hear that when I asked Russell Wilson yesterday, do you have any say in Seattle's free agency or draft picks?
I think that it's, I think that ultimately, for me personally, I think that I want to be able to be involved because at the end of the day, it's your legacy. It's your team's legacy. It's, it's the guys you get to go into the huddle with. And at the end of the day, those guys you got to trust. When you think about, one of the reasons why Tom went to Tampa was because he felt like he could trust those guys and Bruce was going to give him an opportunity. I think for, every situation, you have to be able to go into a situation. You think about guys like LeBron, he was able to, be around great players that he can trust. I think for me, anytime you bring free agents in, are the players, you want the best players, guys who love the game, guys who want to be a part of that. And as a player, you kind of know that. You get to be around Pro Bowls, you get to kind of see these guys, you get to be in the huddle with the linemen or receivers or, get to be around defensive guys. And so you kind of build that over time and get to see who can really play. As a player, you really know. So I think that relationship's really key and that dialogue between, especially being a veteran player, that dialogue is really important.
Okay. After I heard that, I thought he didn't answer the question. And then I said, that's a long-winded way of not really answering the question. So then I followed up by saying, are you involved in personnel decisions?
Not as much. I don't, I think that,
Do you want to be involved, Russ?
Yeah, I think it helps. I think it helps to be involved more. But I think that dialogue should happen more often, in my opinion.
Now, Russ is smart enough to know that this is going to be picked up because this turned out to be the number one story in sports yesterday. SportsCenter led with it, around the horn, pardon the interruption. Everybody touched on it, NFL Network, Fox Sports, and Russ wanted to get a message out there. But also understand this, and I truly took this away. This was the one thing I kept taking away from it yesterday afternoon, is Russell was at the Super Bowl getting the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award, sitting with the commissioner, and he's watching Patrick Mahomes, the future of the sport, and Tom Brady at age 43. And he mentions Tom by name, that he's watching Tom Brady, who said, hey, I'm leaving New England, I'm going to Tampa, and I'm going to bring in some players, Antonio Brown, Rob Gronkowski, and Leonard Fournette. So in 1 year, during a pandemic, no preseason, he cobbles together some other guys to join him in this lineup, and they win a Super Bowl. And Russ is probably going, what am I doing? What are we doing? Are we a 10-6 team? Like, is that where I'm headed? I'm always going to be 10-6, and then we're going to struggle to, you know, get into the playoffs or win a opening round game. And what's my future here? What's my legacy? And that's where you start to think about it. And I truly think yesterday, when Russ was talking about it, it dawned on him as he's watching a game that he's never in person watching a game, unless he's playing in a Super Bowl. He's watching Tom Brady going, why can't I do that, but do that now? Does he want out of Seattle? I don't know. This feels like it's more of a message. This is more of a subtle way of doing what Aaron Rodgers did. Because Rodgers, he went, I don't know what that message is, but he's sending a message. But Russ is trying to say something without hurting people's feelings. But I truly believe he looked at Tom Brady and said, that should be me. Why is it Deshaun Watson was supposed to get a say in what was going on with the Texans? He's 6 years younger than me. You know, Kyler Murray wants to have some say here. Aaron Rodgers wants to have some say here. Why don't I have any say in what's going on in Seattle? Offensive linemen. And then when I brought up the report by CBS Sports during the Super Bowl coverage where Jason Lockenforce said there are teams who are calling Seattle about possibly trading for Russell Wilson. And I said to Russ, do you think teams have called about you?
Yeah, I definitely believe they've gotten calls for sure. I didn't think that, you know, I think anytime you're, a player that, you know, tries to produce every week and has done it for, you know, consistently, I think people are going to call for sure. And I think it's part of the process.
Yeah, but you're a franchise quarterback. You're a Hall of Fame quarterback. You're not available, are you?
Well, I'm not sure if I'm available or not. That's a Seahawks question. But I think more than anything else is, you know, I think at the end of the day, you want to win. You know, you play this game every day to wake up to win. You play this game, you know, to be the best in the world. You know, I hate? I hate sitting there watching other guys play the game.
Yeah, and he mentions Tom Brady by name. He mentioned LeBron James' name. And, you know, these are guys who help orchestrate a roster. Tom doing it famously in Tampa, and LeBron's done it a couple of times in his career. Obviously easier to do if you're person of the prestige and power of LeBron James, and you only have to manipulate the roster to get one or two guys in there. But I do think that Russell Wilson saw his future and didn't like what he was seeing when he saw Tom Brady on the field winning a Super Bowl at 43. For Russ, who says he wants to play 10 to 15 more years, he's not going to end his career in Seattle. Just not going to happen. And he has to understand that nobody ends their careers where they start. It's really rare. Elway, Dan Marino, they did. But Peyton, Favre, I don't think Aaron Rodgers ends his career in Green Bay. Montana, Brady, it happens to them all. And that's where I think Russ is looking at this and saying, there's loyalty, but it's a two-way street. And why is it we don't have a great offensive line? Now, Russ did admit he plays a role in all the times he's sacked. Like, his style is to extend a play, and he holds on to the ball too long sometimes. But, you know, what we credited him with doing and being able to do to extend a play can also be a negative. And then, you know, guy's been sacked almost 400 times. Yeah, Paul.
Okay, so here's a question here. We've done this for the past couple of weeks. Yesterday, this caught fire, and people were saying, trade Dak Prescott straight up for Russell Wilson or throw something in. How real do you think this story is from a Russell Wilson being either shopped or pursued standpoint by other team? Maybe pursued. Do you think other teams will call after that interview, the Seahawks, where they might not have called 2 days ago.
Well, the fact that somebody was calling already after this, sure. I mean, I certainly kicked the tires on it. Like, if I'm the Miami Dolphins and we might be entertaining Deshaun Watson rumors, I'd call. Who knows? Now, if I'm the Colts, I don't know. Does it hurt just saying, hey, is he available? What would it take? Yeah, sure. Do I think he's the likelihood of him not playing in Seattle next year? I'd say very, 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 very small possibility that he's not. Yes, he.
When Tom Brady was with the Patriots, he would always say, like, you know, he has nothing to do with personnel. Like, I don't know, I don't make those decisions. It's not my thing. And it was always sort of like met with an eye roll, like, yeah, okay, Tom. And like, trust me, okay? He's got a seat at the table, all right? He's the guy pulling the string. Now it kind of seems like he really didn't. And it feels like most quarterbacks actually don't have a say in what personnel they're working with.
And Tom Curran, who covers the Patriots, said that. He said, look, he had zero input on any personnel changes there. But it caught fire yesterday, and I think Russell Wilson accomplished what he set out to do. And that is, don't forget about me in the Pacific Northwest. I'm still a great quarterback. He was going to be the MVP first half of the season. And I think he looks at this, and it starts to set in that everybody is, you know, the coronation of Patrick Mahomes will continue. And the fact that Brady is still here, like, where am I? I'm kind of caught in between here. We're a good team, a competitive team, but we're not a great team. And I truly, and I've said this before, and it sounds crazy to say it, he's a Hall of Famer. I still don't believe Seattle believes in Russell Wilson. I don't believe the coaching staff truly believes in Russell Wilson. I don't. Because they want to run the ball and they want to play great defense. That's what they want. And Russ goes in there, and he had two Hall of Fame linemen with him when he first got there. Walter Jones and Steve Hutchinson. Those are Hall of Famers. Then all of a sudden, he's like, wait, where's my offensive line? And even when you look at his first year, he's sacked 33 times. But he was sacked 47 times. And I know that we throw the ball more, therefore there's more sacks. But at some point, just sheer attrition, Russell Wilson is not going to be able to be the Russell Wilson that makes him so dangerous. We'll talk to Peter King about this. Also, what's going on with the Philadelphia Eagles? This is a true hot mess. It is. What's going on? And you get people in the media who get information from somebody. It might be Carson Wentz's side, the Eagles' side. Maybe it's the Colts' side, the Bears' side. There's a whole lot going on. You ever watch the soap opera or, you know, one of these shows where you go, there's a storyline here and a storyline here and a storyline here and a storyline here, and they all of a sudden intersect? Well, that's what you have with the Eagles. You got the Bears going, wait, what are we giving up here? What do you want for Carson Wentz? The Colts going, come back to reality, guys. The Eagles then trying to put it out there that, hey, deal is imminent. It could happen as early as today. Yeah, it could, but it's not, because the Eagles are asking too much. And if I'm the Bears or the Colts, you know what I say? You want so much for him. Why don't you keep him? But now they don't have the option because they let him walk the plank, and now he wants out because why do you want to stay at a place that doesn't want you? And now they're looking around going, wait, why can't we get a Matthew Stafford haul here? Ain't going to work that way. And that's when I said last week, from what I was told, my source said, they're not getting offers. And of course, there are people who, you know, countered that. And look, we could both be right. We could both be wrong. But just because I have an open house and you go to an open house doesn't mean you're buying the house. You may just want to go in because you want to have the afternoon with your wife and let's go look at houses. That doesn't mean these teams are going, hey, we called the Eagles. Oh, there's a lot of interest here. I'd call. I don't know what he's going to cost me. But also, Philadelphia runs the risk of this. What if Carson Wentz gets better? What if he goes to a place and they embrace him? What if he actually turns out to be an MVP-style quarterback? So imagine that. Throw that in. So I got a rookie head coach, and you got a mess here, and now you're going to try to send him to the Colts or the Bears, and they're playing it smartly. They're going, we're not giving up two first-round picks and a player. I mean, if you got one first-round pick for Carson Wentz and they will take his salary, then move on. Yeah, Paulie.
That's why they have to trade him to the Bears, to make sure he's not an MVP quarterback. It's guaranteed. It's not physically possible.
Oh, this is a mess. It is a local soap opera in Philadelphia. Yes, McLovin.
I always disagree. There's no quarterback who's a local story. If any Pro Bowl quarterback is a 32-team national story, everybody cares about Carson Wentz.
Well, no, but this locally is a soap opera.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because everybody's got their information. Everybody, you know, got sources. You know? I got one source on this. And that source is the same one who told me that the Broncos were giving up Drew Lock in their first-round pick for Matthew Stafford. That was it. And I said, hey, what do you hear about Carson Wentz? He goes, there's no offers right now.
Why wouldn't the Broncos do that for Carson Wentz? Just curious. Like, they don't. Wentz is not viewed as highly as Stafford, right?
There's only two teams right now. Have you heard another team with Carson Wentz? Bears, Colts. Now, maybe there's a mystery team. Maybe that team comes out of nowhere to say, well, let's swoop in and get him.
Well, I was wondering why it's such a bigger list for Stafford, because Washington was on that Stafford list, too. Like,
it was a simple transaction. Yeah,
they don't seem to have any interest in Carson, right? It doesn't feel like
I'm getting Stafford, an established veteran. It's simply transactional that he's a bargain with his salary. He's like $23-24 million. I'm getting him, and I give you a draft pick. That's what it could have been for a lot of these teams. Now, the Rams wanted him, but they had to have you take Jared Goff. That made it a little bit more complicated. That's what you're going to have to do with Carson Wentz. It feels like you got to throw in some things. Hey, take Carson Wentz, and we'll give you some things here. Yeah, McLovin.
Yeah, I almost thought like the Eagles would have to give up something for someone to take that contract.
I know. It's just there's a whole lot going on here, and I think the Eagles going to have to reconsider this. And there's agendas here. Now, I've been played before by an agent or a GM or a player, you know, that they want their agenda out there. I think the Eagles are trying to create a market, and I don't know if that market is there. At least it doesn't feel that way. We'll come up with a poll question. Peter King will join us coming up here. Tim Kalishaw, Dallas Morning News, covers the Cowboys on why Dak Prescott wasn't in that hype video. And Doc Rivers will stop by as well. Your phone calls are always welcome. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. And we will find out exactly what is turf toe. We will talk to a doctor coming up. Everybody's going to guess what exactly a turf toe is. Because it can stay with players a long time. Dion, I think Jack Lambert of the Steelers, they had turf toe, you know, the rest of their careers. Yeah, Paulie.
There's lots of medical terms that we think we know we don't. I remember when I was young, my uncle goes, yeah, I've got tennis elbow. I'm like, I've never seen him play tennis. Not once. He doesn't play tennis at all. He plays like hockey.
22 after the hour. The great Peter King will join us next here on the Dan Patrick Show. Everybody wants to keep their home and family safe, whether it's from a break-in, fire, flooding, or medical emergency. And let's say you got, drums that you have at your house. You want to make sure that you protect them, as you just heard. Musical instruments, everything. Simply Safe Home Security delivers award-winning 24/7 protection. And there's so many things to love about Simply Safe, but you get the best professional monitors in the business. They got your back day and night, ready to send police, fire, or EMT. Simply Safe has an arsenal of sensors, cameras that protect every inch of your home, and you can set it up in about 30 minutes or less. Super easy. The professionals take over from there. No long-term contracts, no hidden fees, no installation cost. What are you waiting for? Right now, my listeners get free home security camera when you purchase a Simply Safe system at simplysafedan.com. Also, get a 60-day risk-free trial, so there is nothing to lose. You visit SimplySafeDan.com. You get that free security camera today. SimplySafeDan.com and tell them we sent you. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. This program brought to you by Simply Safe Home Security, delivering 24/7 protection. Visit SimplySafeDan.com today. Get a free security camera. We'll come up with a poll question. I want to make way for Peter King, joining us on loan from NBC Sports and the columnist Football Morning in America. Peter, thanks for joining us. Let me start with Russell Wilson and what you think he was trying to say yesterday, and did he get his message across?
Well, Dan, Russell Wilson never – the fact that he spoke out and mentioned how often he's been sacked, and he's mentioned those kind of things to you, he never talks about that, ever. All he talks about is, I love my offensive line. They're playing their rear ends off. They're great. I love them. The fact that he mentions that, it's not to say you guys stink. It's to tell the front office, John Schneider, Pete Carroll, I want to be protected better. It's not right and it's not fair that I'm not protected better. That's his view. Now, I'm sure that Pete and I'm sure that the coaches and John Schneider might look at the tape and say, you hold on to the ball too long.
Yeah.
You know, you take too many desperado chances. Throw the ball in the first row of the bleachers sometimes, and or throw it more often there. But Dan, this to me was about Russell Wilson saying, going to the Super Bowl on Sunday night. I saw one shot of him. It's funny, when you're at the Super Bowl, which I was, you don't watch TV, so you don't see what anybody sees. I did see one shot of him, and I'll tell you what, he just looked like he ate a turd sandwich. I mean, he was totally, this one shot, yeah. He's just miserable.
Yeah,
and he doesn't want to be at the Super Bowl unless he's playing in it. And I just think this is a guy who's at the midpoint of his career and looks at Tom Brady and says, man, why can't I go into a place where the offense is set up for the next 2 or 3 years to maybe win multiple Super Bowls? We're not. And again, I'm totally putting words in Russell Wilson's mouth. I haven't talked to him. I'm just saying what I heard when he talked to you yesterday.
Yeah, I wonder what Seattle does. I wonder what front office or Pete Carroll have to say whenever they get in front of the media.
It's a good question. I don't know the answer to it. I do know that, you know, look, I think John Schneider is a great general manager, not a good one. He's great. But he hasn't drafted great on the offensive line.
Yeah.
He hasn't solved the offensive line long term. You know, it's just like Belichick and receivers, John and offensive line. It just really hasn't worked. And again, I'm sure that there are issues that I don't understand, okay, because I'm not there every day. But, you know, I do think now, especially they got a new offensive coordinator, Shane Waldron. You know, he hasn't called plays, I don't think, before, to the best of my knowledge. And so, you know, they're counting on sort of the Sean McVay way to work. And I don't know if it's going to work. We'll see. But I sensed dissatisfaction in Russell Wilson that I haven't heard before.
The Eagles situation is a hot mess. Like, this is a soap opera, a local soap opera there, Pete, because I get the feeling the Colts and the Bears might be interested, but not at the asking price. And it feels like the Eagles are asking too much for Carson Wentz. And now you've made Carson walk the plank. He doesn't want to go back where he's not appreciated. Now where does he go? And if you're the Colts or the Bears, what do you really want to offer a guy that you also have to take his salary on as well?
I can tell you that there are people in the NFL. There are of the 31 other teams, without being too specific, that are very interested in Carson Wentz, but very interested at a reasonable price, okay? And what I mean by that is nobody really knows what's reasonable. I quoted a team official this week that after Matthew Stafford, what is a logical price right now for a quarterback? We don't know. I mean, two ones and a three, even though the ones are in the future. But I also think this, Dan, about Carson Wentz. With Matthew Stafford, you sort of know what you're getting.
Yeah.
With Carson Wentz, you have no idea what you're getting. In 2017, he was a top five quarterback in the NFL. In 2018 and 19, pretty good. 2020, an abject disaster. Charges that he doesn't like to be coached. I'm not saying uncoachable. It didn't take coaching very well. You know, was at odds with Doug Peterson, was, you know, and all this stuff. He hasn't done enough in this game to be difficult to work with. He just hasn't. So if you're a team right now, what do you want to pay for him? Really, what do you want to pay for Carson Wentz? If I were the Colts or the Bears, Bears have the 20th pick, Colts have the 21st pick, I'd pay that. But if you want to get much beyond that, I'd say, no thanks, I'll draft somebody and take my chances.
But is there more upside with Carson Wentz or more downside with Carson Wentz if you pick him up?
You have to believe, if you're Frank Reich, the last time Frank Reich was in the building every day with Carson Wentz, he was pure gold. you know, as a player before he got hurt and being coached and everything. Carson, I think Frank Reich would love to coach Carson Wentz again. He told me on my podcast about a month ago, I love Carson Wentz, you know, and so I think he would love and believe I'm not. Don't get into the whole tampering thing. He said, look, I can't say anything about it, but all I can say is having been with him, I love the guy, and I'll always love him. But I do think, Dan, even though he loves him, and I've certainly not talked to him about this, even though he loves him, he's got to have some skepticism, okay, about what exactly he's doing.
Talking to Peter King, NBCSports.com columnist, Football Morning in America. All quiet on the Deshaun Watson front, Pete. Is that good or bad?
You know, Dan, I just think that Nick Caserio does not want probably the biggest decision he ever makes if he decides to trade him. As I wrote a week or so ago, I don't mean to be morbid, but you don't want the second paragraph in your obit to be, here's the guy who traded Deshaun Watson. You know, you want your professional reputation to be that he fought like hell to keep Deshaun Watson. It worked, and they were a good franchise. That's what Nick Caserio wants, and I'm sure that's what David Culley wants, but this is an organization that is adrift, totally, absolutely adrift. And when I look at it, Dan, I think, I mean, if I had to guess right now, I don't think Deshaun Watson's going to be, unless there's a civil war, I don't think he's going to be traded by the draft. I think they're going to say, you play with us or you don't play.
Yeah, I'm with you. I feel like we're in the minority that Deshaun, you know, it's wishful reporting. Like we want him to move someplace else. It gives us something to talk about. But I think if you're the Texans, unless somebody blows you away, you just say, no, you're our quarterback. We gave you this extension, and you know what? We're going to ride with you, die with you. Let me leave you with this, because we, of course, have to somehow work the Cowboys in this, with the hype video that didn't include Dak Prescott. Peter, what do you make of this?
I don't know. I'm 63 years old, Dan. I don't care. You know, I mean, I guess I should care. People look for clues. Dan, you know what? When I first got in this business and covered the Cincinnati Bengals, you know what I did in the offseason? You know, for a while anyway, I covered college basketball. I covered the Reds as a backup beat writer and everything like that. I wasn't Bengals 24/7. You know, and you know, the problem is now you've got newspapers and websites with three beat people 365 days a year studying, looking for signs, doing all this stuff. And sometimes I'm sure that deep down there's some meeting, like the Cowboys don't know absolutely for sure if Dak Prescott's going to be on the team. I guess that would be the explanation. But honestly, I think any thought that Dak Prescott is not going to be on the team seems utterly preposterous. He's the most popular athlete right now in the state of Texas. And I can't imagine that the Cowboys would be actively considering not bringing him back, even if it's on that onerous second franchise tag.
Drew Brees set to join you guys on Football Night in America, NBC Sports. Do you know anything about this?
I'll be the last one to know. You'll have him on the show, and he'll say I'm announcing it. But I think it's there's no way he's playing next year. You look at, you know, Jay Glazer, for him to say something like that. You know, it isn't a dirty little secret. But I mean, he knows the Saints like you know the Dayton Flyers. I mean, like he knows them a lot. And for him to say that this is his last game, it's his last game. So in my opinion, I think they're just waiting for the right time to really celebrate the life and times of Drew Brees. And my feeling is he's probably going to be on the NBC set, you know, in August or September. But, you know, that's just my gut feeling.
What do you expect to happen to the Chiefs in the offseason?
Well, I think one of the things – If I were them, one of the things I would really try to do is pay a little bit more attention to the offensive line, because it looks like They were two. And look, you could say this about a lot of teams, but they were two injuries away from absolute disaster. So they've got to backstop their line. I think you'll see Andy Reid, who always pays attention to both lines, both in free agency and the draft. I bet on the first 2 days of the draft, they draft two tackles. That's just my gut feeling. Andy will pay attention to this offensive line, and well, he should. My guess is that Sammy Watkins probably won't be back, but the rest of the team, I think, mostly is going to be back intact.
Did you vote on the Super Bowl MVP?
I did. I voted for Brady.
Was there any consideration given to anybody else?
Definitely so. At the start of the fourth quarter, I wasn't voting for Brady. I was going to vote for Shaq Barrett if the game was three quarters long. And then in the fourth quarter, it got all cloudy because here comes Ndamukong Suh making two or three big plays. Here comes the rest of their defense, Devin White all over the field. My second choice, I voted for Brady. We had to vote with 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter. We could change, but we had to vote with 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter. I voted for Brady, but at the end, at the very end, I thought very hard about Devin White. And then, you know, he had that late interception. I have some regrets, but not a lot. I mean, Tom Brady was efficient. And plus, here's what it also is, Dan. Tom Brady, think about his value to this team. Why did they really win the Super Bowl? Why? Because Tom Brady came. Tom Brady remade the mental makeup of that team. Tom Brady coached players all through the season. And, you know, Tom Brady also brought the kind of unselfishness. Bruce Arians talked to me about it after the game. Rob Gronkowski, never once. I mean, he had a game where he had zero catches. Hey, Rob, you okay? Yeah, coach, I'm good. I'm good. You know, and so he brought that ethos. Forget what the numbers are. Forget what the stats are. When Devin White in December was complaining about not making the Pro Bowl, he said, hey, D, you know, we're in this for a bigger bowl. You know, and so, like, shut up about your Pro Bowl. Who cares? So I don't feel bad about voting for him at all. Mm. It was very close. The defense probably was more significant in this one game. But who on the defense, you know?
We're going to make a hype video for you, Pete.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've got to, if you do make a hype video for me, just make sure you say I'm 63 years old and I don't care about that stuff. So please do that.
Thank you, Pete. Good to talk to you again.
All right, Dan, you take care.
That's Peter King, NBCSports.com columnist and Football Morning in America. We'll take a break. Our play of the day is up next and a really interesting stat of the day on Russell Wilson. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Oh my God.
The play. The play is called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
I'm gonna play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
How did Steph make that?
He changed his mind.
How did he make that?
He changed his mind in midair. He was going to pass that out. He is not human. Look at him. He's like, he surprised himself. You know you're doing something if you're Steph and you're surprised. Like, I'm going to pass it out. Wait a minute. Let me just flip this up. What was that?
In case you forgot about how good Steph Curry is, don't forget to tune into Warrior Games because he has been unbelievable. The last six games, he has been shooting at maybe an all-time record pace, considering where he shoots from. Six-game stretch, it's been pretty incredible here, shooting almost 59% from the field in his last six games. Third highest field goal percentage in any six-game span in his career. Had 32 in the win over the Spurs last night, courtesy of NBC Sports Bay Area. Yes, Eden. What?
I don't know. I saw Jordan do that same shot like 15 times.
Okay. So you're comparing Steph Curry to Michael Jordan.
That's no, I'm just saying that I know where Steph Curry got that idea. It's from Michael Jordan's YouTube reel.
Okay.
Stole.
Get the supplement I take every day. M-Drive, powerful ingredients backed by science. I get energized, stronger, leaner. Go to mdrivedan.com today. Get free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with M-Drive. Here is my stat of the day on Russell Wilson Jr. III.
Stat of the day!
Last season, Russell Wilson threw 40 touchdown passes and was sacked 47 times. The first 40-40 season by any quarterback in league history. The 40-40 Club. Welcome.
Start of the day! Start of the day! Start of the day! Start of the day! Here comes the start of the day!
Last season, he threw 17 touchdown passes under pressure. Nobody else had as many as 15. But wait, it gets worse. The Seahawks last went to the Super Bowl in 2014, losing to the Patriots. In the six seasons since then, Seattle's had exactly one Pro Bowl selection for an offensive lineman, Dwayne Brown, in 2017. Oh, but wait, there's more. In the last eight drafts, the Seahawks have selected four offensive linemen in the first three rounds. I'm guessing those guys didn't work out too well. Oh, this just in. Washington football team has signed a quarterback, a two-year extension worth
Cam Newton?
You guys want to try to guess? This is a 2-year contract, and this quarterback has a chance to be the starter there. Yeah, Seton. Do you have one?
I was going to say Cam Newton. That's my number
Cam
one
Cam Newton.
Choice.
Okay.
I thought they may have traded for Derek Carr or someone like that.
No, they did not. Taylor Heinicke. Yes. He is staying with the Washington football team. He's got a contract that's loaded with incentives. This according to Ian Rappaport. Taylor Heinicke, who, of course, had that great performance against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. 2-year deal worth just around $9 million.
Is that low-end or high-end backup money? That seems pretty high-end.
That probably medium? Is low-end. If it's 2 years for $9 million. Plus, he's got a chance to start. Now, I don't think he'll be their starting quarterback, but is it Alex Smith? Is it Cam Newton? Do they go into the draft? But he showed promise. I mean, he had athleticism and held up in a big moment there against Tampa Bay. So they got their quarter. Well, they have a quarterback there. Let me see. What do we have? Brady in Philadelphia. Hi, Brady. What's on your mind today?
Hey, bud.
Hey.
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 6'2", 215.
All right.
So, just wanted to call in and say, so I'm calling from Philly, but I'm from Chicago. Shout out to Pauly. I'm a Bears guy. Bear down. But honestly, I just feel really frustrated that there is this talk from the Bears and the interest in Carson Wentz. I feel like we're ready to make that investment, of course, in a new quarterback, a franchise quarterback, maybe for the first time in Bears history or in a while. But Carson, I feel like, has not proved to be an answer anything better than Mitch. I just don't think it's really the smartest investment at this point for Carson at this point in time.
Well, it depends on what I have to give up. Thank you, Brady. That's what if you say I can give up a first-round pick for Carson Wentz, I mean, I would do that begrudgingly, I guess. But I also have to look at the upside. He's only 28. And we're seeing quarterbacks who have been given up on in their early 30s who have proven, Phillip Rivers at 31. I think, people gave up on Phillip Rivers. Ryan Tannehill with the Dolphins gave up on him. Is there a chance Carson Wentz recaptures whatever he lost mentally and physically? But I'm not giving up 2 first-round draft picks and a player. Why was Dak Prescott left out of the Cowboys hype video? Tim Kalashaw, Dallas Morning News, will join us. What am I doing? Close out first hour with our friends from Discover Card. Any credit card can offer cash back, but only Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. So it's like getting one of those birthday cards shaped like cash. You know there's cash inside before you open it. But in this case, it's stuffed with your first year cash back match. You don't even have to send a thank you note. How great's that? It's called, conveniently enough, Cash Back Match. Only by Discover Card. Learn more. Discover.com/match. That's Discover.com/match. Discover something brighter.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.